I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A small group of deaf Christians from East Asia recently reached out to Door International. According to Door CEO Rob Myers, the believers live in a place where following Christ is dangerous.
There are millions of deaf people in this country, but the number of deaf Christians doesn't number over 4,000. And the number of deaf churches numbers about 50.
The deaf believers want to reach their neighbors for Christ, but they've never been taught how, Meyer says. That's why Door is coming alongside to train deaf Christians in evangelism and church planting. Their program trains and sends out church planners and teams of two. You don't have to be deaf to find a place in this story. Door needs people who can pray, give, or share this news to help raise deaf awareness. And in the Great Commission, Jesus tells his followers to go into every nation. While that may seem like an overseas-only thing, Jamie Wagner of the Jesus Film Project says it applies to the U.S. too, and that's why they created a U.S. strategy team. The team serves two primary purposes. Number one, helping U.S. Christians engage in the Great Commission through digital media.
Whether you as an American believer are going on a mission trip overseas, or you're just reaching the whole world that's living here in the United States, we would call that being a mobile missionary.
Number two, helping U.S. churches reach four critical groups living in their midst. First, the RII community, which means refugees, immigrants, and internationals. Second, the inner city. Third, women. And fourth, millennials.
We really want to help create digital pathways for churches that want to engage with any of these demographics.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get yours at missionnews.org. To listen on demand or in your daily flash briefing, just search your Alexa app for Mission Network News. I'm Dodd Morris.